Morning Watch, living a Christian life and church life, under the government of God for the economy of God. Week 3. Life and building in Peter's epistles. Saturday, related verses. 2 Corinthians 4:12. So then death operates in us, but life in you. 2 Corinthians 10:13. But we will not boast beyond our measure, but according to the measure of the rule, which the God of measure has apportioned to us, to reach even as far as you. John 12:24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. John 21:15-22. Verse 15. Then when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. Verse 16. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep. Verse 17. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved that he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Verse 18. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish to go. Verse 19. Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, Follow me. Verse 20. Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also reclined on his breast at the supper, and said, Lord, who is the one betraying you? Verse 21. Peter, therefore, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what about this man? Verse 22. Jesus said to him, If I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. Related reading. When we are under the killing of the Lord's death, his resurrection life is imparted through us into others. The impartation of life into others is always the issue of our suffering, the killing of the cross. We should not think that Paul was so spiritual that he was altogether different from us. Even he had to learn to take the Lord's restriction. For example, Paul wanted to go to Rome, but he did not expect to go there in bonds. Furthermore, he told the believers at Rome that he expected to go to Spain by way of them. Paul never went to Spain, and he arrived in Rome in bonds. Those bonds were the Lord's measure, his limitation. God did not measure out Rome to Paul in a free way. Instead, God led him there as a prisoner. Yes, Paul was in Rome, but he was there in prison. That imprisonment was a restriction. God is sovereign, and whatever happened to Paul was under God's sovereignty. This means that Paul's bond and imprisonment were God's sovereign restriction. Paul was willing to be subject to God's measuring. He neither transgressed this restriction nor rebelled against it. The Lord is especially interested in restricting the young people. If the young ones do not have a heart to serve the Lord, he will stir them up to serve him. But once they have been stirred up, he will limit them. Human nature does not like this kind of limitation. For example, both in our sleeping and in our activity, we may not like limitations. When spiritually speaking, we are asleep, God will stir us up. But when we become too active, he will restrict us. I know some young people who have been offended because God has done this to them. A young brother may want to be a leader among the young people. If he becomes a leader, he may then want to be a deacon or an elder in the church. In these matters, he may expect to make swift progress. God's way, however, is first to speed us up and then to slow us down. First to raise us up and then to lower us down. When we are down, he will lift us up. But when we get too far up, he will lower us down. If we can take God's ups and downs, we will eventually become useful in his work. Many young people cannot tolerate God's ups and downs. After a few of these ups and downs, they want to quit. Their attitude may be, "If God wants me up, then let me go up to the heavens and stay there until the Lord Jesus comes back. But if God wants me down, let me stay down. But I don't like going up and down, down and up." This unhappiness with God's ups and downs is an expression of the disposition of many young people. God does not want us to be always up or to be always down. Even in nature, the alternating of day and night testifies of this. God did not create us so that we would have a day or night that would last for many years. This may be according to our way, but it is not according to God's way. I encourage the young people especially to study this portion of the Word and learn from it how to conduct themselves in the church service and how to move in the Lord's recovery. Young people, you must know your rule, your limit. This means that you must know how much God has measured to you, how much he has apportioned to you. This restriction, this limitation, is a very practical dealing with our flesh. Our natural man wants to be without limitation. However, God knows our problem. Therefore, he sets up boundaries and restrictions so that we may stay within the measure that he has apportioned to us.